Hello and welcome to episode one of our new Pure Vacations podcast. I'm Dan Pratt and I'm the Chief Operating Officer for Pure One Group, and I'm joined by Wesley Baker, who's the CEO and founder of Pure One Group as well. And today... Yes, yeah, that's another thing, yeah. It's called Echoes of a Season, which basically translates to Where Do My Eyes Live? Where do my eyes live? And it turned out my sunglasses were actually just on my head the entire time.
And people say, what are you doing? I said, I'm drawing my airline.
I did exactly the same thing, which we discussed. Oh, is brilliant. Yeah.
Yeah, it must be a small boy thing. That's correct. Yeah, we do. We have mice.
And since then, I've fallen in love with traveling. And obviously now doing this as a job, which incorporates obviously a job, but also a passion, is literally a dream come true for me. It's absolutely insane.
Journey with us to the corners of the earth, where stories come alive and dreams take flight. From the bustling streets of Tokyo to the serene shores of Bora Bora, every destination has a tale, and we're here to share it. Brought to you by the man who's trekked the peaks, dived the depths, and explored the vast expanse of our beautiful world. Here's your captain for today's adventure, the seasoned traveler and the voice of voyages, Wesley Baker. And alongside Wesley is Dan Pratt.
Hello and welcome to the Pure Vacation. Sorry.
Wally!
I'll do that bit again. I had a right frog in my throat then, right. Ready? Hello and welcome to episode one of our new Pure Vacations podcast. I'm Dan Pratt and I'm the Chief Operating Officer for Pure One Group, and I'm joined by Wesley Baker, who's the CEO and founder of Pure One Group as well. And today we are going to be talking all about the Pure One vision. Wesley's going to introduce the brand to you and talk about where we're heading, what we do and why we're doing it. So I'm super excited for this first podcast, and it's going to be a long series of podcasts. We've got many, many more planned out. We've got lots of exciting guests coming up, so if you like this, do click subscribe and do follow us, and there's gonna be lots and lots of really cool stuff coming up over the coming months. So welcome, Wesley. Thanks so much for joining.
Thank you, Dan. I'm super excited as well. When we decided that we were going to do this, I was really it's been on the cards really for a couple of years getting ready to do it, but it's going to be a great journey, and it's unlimited as to what we're going to cover and do over the months and the years ahead. So, you know, this is really great, exciting time to be talking travel industry as well. So I'm super excited to take the listeners with us on this journey.
That's fantastic. So Wesley Baker, just to give you a bit of context to everybody listening, Wesley is a seasoned traveler. He's also the author. He's best-selling author, actually, not just an author, best-selling author.
Yeah, get it right.
A couple of really cool books, which I'll let Wesley do justice for. But I just want to say I've read them. They are absolutely fantastic. So this podcast series is all about inspiring you to travel and get you out there into the world, because travel is everything. It means so much to people. So first of all, Wesley, what does travel mean to you, and why did you form Pure Vacations and ultimately Pure One Group as a travel business?
Well, travel to me is everything, really, and not to push my book, but it explains it in Echoes of a Season, which is the first book that I wrote. I came alive very very early on with trips at home, with my parents taking me on small trips in the UK. And then we went on our first overseas trip in the 1980s down to Costa Brava in Lloret de Mar. And that really sparked something in me. I feel very emotional talking about it, actually. I was full of excitement and joy of the beauty of travel and meeting and cultural differences and food and everything. And I kind of always inspired to be in it. And I remember sitting in school all those years ago. I used to draw planes, Dan. And I used to put Baker Airways, because I was copying Laker Airways, Freddie Laker at the time. And people used to say, what are you doing? I said, I'm drawing my airline.
I did exactly the same thing, which we discussed. Oh, is brilliant. Yeah.
Yeah, it must be a small boy thing. But at the end of the day, travel to me is enlightenment. It's cultural. It gives you something. It's enjoyment. I mean, you shouldn't travel if you're not enjoying it. And really, I don't know many people that actually travel that don't enjoy traveling. You perhaps you get a tired aspect of it and everything else. But generally, across the board, I think travel is a fun thing to do. And it's doing it the right way and experiencing it. And it enlightens and strengthens your character. It builds emotional connections. And I think changes your outlook in the world and where we are in the universe.
I completely agree. I absolutely love traveling. Ever since I was a little kid, we used to go down to Paramporth and Cornwall. And then later on, we went to the Canary Islands once flights became a bit more affordable. And then and since then, I've fallen in love with traveling. And obviously now doing this as a job, which incorporates obviously a job, but also a passion, is literally a dream come true for me. It's absolutely insane and thoroughly enjoying this, which we'll talk to you more about what we do and what our business does a bit later.
I mean, I have to say something there, Dan, that's really quite fun for me, is you're saying when the flights became more affordable. And the point is, for me, that means a lot, because I was at Thompson's and we were making the flights more affordable. You know, I mean, my history in the travel industry goes back a long way. So, you know, I was at Thompson's right from the very beginning, really, of my career. And the point is that I was there when we were doing the ridiculously lower flights, and people now take these for granted, but they weren't there originally. And when the charter flights were going out and we were knocking them down and we were competing against Intersun and brands like that, the International Leisure Group. And because of that, we were giving away really, really cheap holidays. I know this was before your time, but the holidays, that's when they started to be, you know, 2 weeks half board in a 3 or 4 star hotel for a couple £100, you know, which was, we effectively were just paying hotel bill. We were making hardly any money on that particular booking, but the flight seats were already covered because we'd hit the load factor on the plane, so we could afford to do these ridiculous prices. And that's how, which it led unfortunately to the failure of Intersun, which was the second largest travel company in the UK at the time. So, but hearing you say what you just said, it's like it's full circle for me, because you are from what I was a part of creating.
Yeah, so I used to fly, yeah, like Britannia Airlines, then My Travel. all of those ones. Well, we can't wait. For me, like travel, it's going to Cornwall, and that was great, but seeing the wider world was just fantastic. It opens your doors for culture, for language, for food, for just so much. And I remember the time when I first went to Canary Islands, I think I was 12 or 13 or something, and I was learning Spanish at school. So I knew very little Spanish. I can speak French now, which is handy, but my Spanish is still absolutely terrible. And I remember I lost my sunglasses. This was in Canary Islands, Gran Canaria it was. And we went into this shop because I thought that's where the last time I left them. So I went into the shop and I said to the lady, well, have you seen my sunglasses? Obviously, she couldn't speak a word of English. So I was like, all right, let me try and use my best Spanish from... So, ¿dónde está la ojos? Because I knew ¿dónde está is where is it? Ojos was eyes, but I couldn't think of the word for sunglasses. So I went in there just saying, ¿dónde está la ojos? And she looked at me like as a madman, and which basically translates to, where do my eyes live? Where do my eyes live? And it turned out my sunglasses were actually just on my head the entire time. So she couldn't even put that connection through. So I just looked insane. But anyway, it's a huge learning curve for me. At 11 or 12 years old, going to another country, eating different food with a different language. And that just opened my eyes and I became addicted to it. And that's what travel is, isn't it?
It is. It is. And, you know, that's just one of thousands of stories that we could probably share, you know, and we probably will share.
There will be many more period. Coming up over these podcasts, yeah, I'm sure.
Definitely. So you know, that's coming to where we are now with the Pure Vacations podcast and what it's about is it's going to be bringing to you information about the travel industry. It'll be bringing to you information about our group of companies, the Pure One Group, which hosts a number of brands. And it will also be talking to other companies, tourist boards, and accommodations around the world and everything, letting them sell their opportunity to you to sell the dream of where they're from and what they're trying to promote. And that's what this is about. It's not to push anything on anyone. It's to be a discussion and to be fun and to somewhere where people can go to escape, to have it. They just feel like they can't jump on a plane tomorrow, but they'd like to, so they can put on a podcast and have a listen to us two, well, me being the old fogey and you being the young whippersnapper, waffle away about the travel industry, which I hope will be a fun way to do this podcast.
Well, we can't wait. I completely agree. And going back to kind of just elect. People know a little bit of an introduction about us. So obviously me and Wesley work for and are founders of Pure One Group. Within Pure One Group, we do have multiple brands. We've got Pure One Travel, which is our niche travel market where we look at specialist tours. We've got Ocean Fever, which is our surf specific. But then we do have a company called Pure Vacations, which is our media and inspiration wing of our company. And that's why this podcast is called Pure Vacations, because it fits very nicely into that. And on the purevacations.com, if you wanted to have a look, so purevacations.com, we've got thousands of articles. And again, it's not a sales tool. It's not a hard sell. We're not selling anything to people. We're trying to inspire. So you read an article about that and you really look at that country or that city and you feel that you want to go there, we'll give you all the information of that inspiration. And again, if you want to choose to travel to that place with us, then we'll be very happy. So, but our purpose is for this to inspire travel. And we're going to be sharing lots and lots of stories. Wesley, for a starter, I read his book, like I said, Echoes of a Season, which I would recommend having a look. It's on Amazon. I took it away on holiday this year and I read it and I could not put it down. And there's so many fun stories and laughed. I felt myself sitting there getting goosebumps for a particular scene, then 2 minutes later chuckling to myself out loud, and then the next bit being quite concerned about what's going on. It was literally it felt like going on holiday. It really did. So I recommend reading that, and that's what this podcast will hopefully be about as well. Wouldn't you agree, Wesley?
Yes, definitely. And I think that's the key thing is, you know, explain to people that yes, we might own a travel company. We may be the founders of the Pure One group of companies, of which Pure Vacations is part of. But the reality is that this podcast is not about selling your holidays. It's about talking to you, about showing you what's out there and having a genuine discussion. And the beauty of the Pure Vacations website is, you know, it's over 1,000 travel articles. We really have got most. There's not many places that aren't covered on there. And we do the major places as well as not the major places, and they're well thought through articles. And then, of course, the opportunity is that they can book through links and everything else, either to travel with us if we go to those places, and if we don't, then there's other options for people to book. But there's no selling going on in that respect in the article. The articles are there; they're free to go and enjoy, and that's what we're about as a company and as the drive for this podcast is to enlighten people and to make people feel that this is a home for them to listen to and to just have fun and enjoyment. And that's what it's about.
Do you hear it? The world is calling. From untouched beaches to the heartbeats of age-old cities, Pure Vacations is your gateway to authentic travel experiences. We don't just take you to destinations. We dive deep into their soul. Into their soul. With expert insights, local secrets, and mesmerizing tales. Mesmerizing tales. Our online travel blog is your compass to the world's wonders. Pure Vacations. Discover. Explore. Be inspired. Your journey begins here. Visit purevacations.com.
We're a cross between the Virgin brand and the old Thompson Holiday brand, and that's where we're going. But we specialize in niche markets. So we do surfing travel, small group travel, and we've got a whole range of brands that are coming out that are very, very exciting. And so we'll be talking about that over the time and the weeks ahead. But generally, this podcast is about having fun.
That's fantastic. And again, we want to hear your stories. We want you to get involved as much as us sharing our stories. So we do obviously have social media accounts. You can find us, Pure Vacations, that is. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, wherever you normally like to look. And do tag us in some of your funny holiday photos or funny holiday stories. Or if you want to send us a message with an inspiration idea to write about or to inspire, then and do get in touch. We want this to be interactive. We want to give back as well as engage. So so do interact with us. Me and Wesley monitor it quite closely ourselves as well, so we'll personally be seeing your messages and stuff. So yeah, do get in touch. And Yeah, it'd be lovely to hear some of your stories and going forward. But like I said, if you do want to have a look at these articles that we've mentioned, go to purevacations.com and there'll be lots and lots of exciting stuff on there. Well, we can't wait. So Wesley, so on upcoming episodes, what have we got in store then? Have you got any stories to as teasers you can say
yeah,
to?
Yeah, we're gonna have a the next episode that we're gonna do is gonna call it Adventures with Pure One Travel, which is gonna be talking about all the different curated holidays that we do, and the next episode after that is gonna be Pathways, and then we're gonna have speaking the world language, which is language journeys. Then we're gonna cover surfing in ocean with Ocean Fever in episode 5. In episode 6 would be wildlife and safaris and exciting of that. Episode 7, journeys off the beaten track. Episode 8, the road ahead, Pure One's adventure and beyond. And that's just some of those particular episodes, because within those episodes there's going to be other stuff. So we've got loads of guests lined up, loads of travel industry guests that's going to be very exciting. And I think one of the things I really wanted to come back and talk about today in this first podcast is to explain about the Pure One brand and to against the legacy type of operators. I think this is really important for us, and that is that Pure One is a niche operator. We're a small travel company. We might sound like we're a big company, but we're not. We're only a small team, and we're trying to bring back the enjoyment of travel from the 70s and the 80s, but bring it back into niche market. We're offering what we call FIT travel, which is free independent travel, which is small independent, you just basically booking up and traveling away. We're also offering small groups, and we're putting more and more emphasis on the small group aspect of the business over for 2026. And we're trying to offer things into niche areas. So I don't know if you remember all the brands, Dan. This is going to be a test for you now. So I suggest you do a little bit of quick research on that. But all the different categories that we're going to offer. Do you want to have a crack at it, or do you want me to try to do it myself?
I'll certainly have a crack at it. The ones I believe that we have is Pure One Pathways, Language Journeys, Ocean Fever, Wildlife, Safari, Naturist, New Age, Paranormal Adventure, and Corporate Travel.
That's correct. Yeah, we do. We have MICE, what we call MICE in the travel industry, meetings, incentives, conference and events. We do that for corporates as well, which is great. So some interesting subjects there. And that's not just all we do, obviously, because under the Pure One Travel brand, we have a whole mix going on in there. So if we, that's an exciting lot of niche markets there. Did you mention paranormal?
Yeah, paranormal as well. So we're looking at UFOs as well as ghosts and
So we're doing we got travel coming up, that travel groups that are just focused specifically on ghost and UFO tours and stuff, and we've also got New Age, which is focused on energy druid type of things, and across not just the UK, but across the world. Everything we do is more global. We do have the UK featured in a couple products coming up for 2026, which will be exciting, which will be in the wildlife area and in the New Age and maybe in the paranormal area. But then, of course, we've got the beach holidays as well. So we've got all that sort of stuff off of the Pure One brand. So Pure One Travel. So, that's exciting as well. So, yeah, very good. I'm very impressed that you remembered that.
Usually it's quite a lot. Well, usually I've got a memory like a sieve, so I surprised myself actually sometimes. Well, we can't wait. So, like I said, yeah, some of the things, like you said, the off the beaten tracks, like I said, the naturist stuff as well, the language journeys, wildlife, and obviously we've got the safaris, but not just wildlife as in like general stuff, but we're going to be using this as a way to hopefully educate people in sustainability and the way that the world works, but also create some fun as well. So one thing I just suddenly thought, actually, if you do want to hear more about what we do on a regular basis rather than having to wait for these podcasts, you can, of course, as well as literature on our website, we can give you little doses of literature sent straight to your inbox. So if you go to purevacations.com, that's purevacations.com, you'll see on the left-hand side, it says sign up to our newsletter. So you can sign up there and yeah, we'll give you a little package of love every few weeks around some traveling around the world, which we think will inspire and entertain you as well. So that's kind of our philosophy. We want to entertain, educate and inform, and we want to bring some joy into people's lives and through the methodology of travel. So it's going to be a very exciting road ahead for us and our business. But also, like I said, on these podcasts, we do send us topics in if you've got any questions that you want to answered. Obviously, we've got a team of travel experts here. If you've got any topics you want to be discussed, whether it be passport control at with new EU laws, or whether it be the price of flights, or whether it be current financial situations.
Did you notice, Dan? I posted on social media yesterday something about the for UK yes. travellers.
Yeah. So really important to know. Actually, that's a really good point. I don't know if you want to tell our listeners now, because that could be something.
I came across it yesterday and I thought, our customers would be interested in that, or general people. So I pumped it out there. But I think that it's important. Let the listeners go and find it on social media. But we've explained a little bit about the changes that are happening with entering the European Union for British people in October, I believe it is, and it's going to change things, but people need to be aware that I think these are things are all positive, to be honest with you. It's all about security, it's all about making things easier. On that note, actually, did you see recently they were doing trials on new passport controls in the future? Without any going through any machines or anything else, you just basically walk off the plane and you walk through a controlled area and the AI is scanning your faces.
Wow.
It already knows, because you already upload your bio information pre-flight, which is a thing that's more and more happening now. And then what happens is when you come off the plane, as you're walking through the concourse, you go through a particular area, the AI picking up, looking at your face, and picks up that who you are. And straight away, and then registers you entering into that country. That's the way the future. So in 5 years' time, or 10 years' time, definitely, I think the physical passport will still exist, but I think it'll exist in a different way. I think it'll be there as a backup tool, but I think you'll end up just getting on a plane and getting off a plane in most what I call large destinations, maybe not in Outer Mongolia, but in other places, you'll walk off the plane and you won't actually see anyone. You just walk straight through, straight out the arrivals gate, and that'll be it, and you'll be there.
That's super exciting. It's a bit like how the old car tax discs were there as proof, but then now it's all technology that scans the number plates and knows if you've got tax in place. Same principle could be applied in travel. And so this is another great thing about this
podcast. The thing I would like to say about that is, what does it, just on that little point, this wasn't supposed to be discussed, but on that particular point is, what does that actually mean? Because one of the things with Rotax, for example, I nearly ran out of Rotax, and I missed the notification telling me my Rotax was running out, and I would have been driving around had I not realized. So how's it going to work with passports? I mean, because you have your limit on your passport, in the future, how are they going to do that? Or they're just going to be indefinite? It's a money making exercise. You've got to remember, the government charges a lot of money. The government makes a big amount of money now on the uses elsewhere in the economy for social services and everything else, but it does make money on passport sales. It's going to lose that, isn't it?
Of course. Well, that's a really interesting point. And anybody listening, do share your thoughts as well. Have you experienced this yourself in any airports? What's your thoughts on this? Do you think it's dangerous, or do you think it's a positive thing for travellers? Will it speed up queues, or will it jeopardise security? What's your thoughts? Do let us know. Do drop us a message. Or like I said, follow us on Instagram or Facebook.
Another thing, Dan, as well, I would like to add into that. Sorry to interrupt you, but I do like doing that. If we have people that want to come on as guests as well, that are listening to this, or in the travel industry, or have they feel they can contribute in some way, then that would be wonderful as well. Just reach out to us and we will seriously consider having you on board as well. We have a list already, more than happy to have additional people join that list and come on board, because this is about taking travel to the people.
Well, we can't wait. Exactly. It's about building a community. And on that topic, once you do go onto Pure Vacations website, so like I said, purevacations.com, if you scroll to the very, very bottom, you'll see a tab. It says Our Community. And what you can do is you can click on Our Community and it takes you through to our community. And it's an enclosed place where we can, where you can post, you can like, you can comment on different people, you can send us personal messages, you can put a topic of conversation for all our other listeners and followers and stuff to comment on. So we've actually built a specific community for you guys listening now. So like I said, purevacations.com, click Our Community at the very bottom, sign up and join the conversation, basically. And yeah, so I think as a first episode, I've thoroughly enjoyed talking to all of our listeners. I hope we've given you a good introduction to what this podcast is about, who we are, where we come from, what we do. So that kind of sets the precedent for the next 10 episodes or so. And like I said, we've got lots and lots of hot topics coming up. And obviously, as things change, we'll be discussing that with you as well. And like Wesley said, do get in touch if you want to come on the podcast with us, or if you have a question you want us to discuss, do let us know. So any final words from you, Wesley, before we close off today's episode?
No, just thank you for listening. I know we haven't contributed an awful lot in this particular podcast. This is more of an introductory as to where we're going. I'd like you to subscribe if you can, and just enjoy the journey that we're going to try to paint. And I'm really excited because this is going to be a little bit hit or miss as it goes along the line. We're both experienced people in that we've done radio, both of us, and hosted shows and everything else. But also at the same time, we've got a lot of travel industry experience here as well. So it's going to be a fun journey, just a lot of waffle and some fun stories along the way, as well as some very useful information as well.
Cool. Absolute pleasure. And yeah, I've really enjoyed recording this today's one with you, Wesley. And I've really enjoyed your listening as well. And like I said, if it wasn't for you, then we wouldn't be here. So
One final thing. Buy my book.
Yes, yeah, that's another thing. Yeah, it's called Echoes of a Season, and it's on Amazon, and it's a lovely orange cover with some looking out with some shutters open, so you'll be able to find it.
Also,
so, yeah.
Got my second one out now. My second one's just come out called Spanish Sunshine. That you should have received in the post by now, Dan. In fact,
yes,
I have.
You've
got it last night.
Yeah, I received it last night, and I cannot wait to read that. I'm super excited. Good. So, no spoilers to me or our listeners. Because I'm sure a lot of people listen to
the interesting thing, just talking about that very quickly, we weren't planning to talk about this, people, so this is really random, but that's what this podcast will be about, randomness. I've had really interesting reviews about the Spanish Sunshine, the second one. They actually say it's better than the first,
that's interesting.
I wasn't expecting that. You know, when you write it, you're kind of like struggling, because I never expected the first one to be a bestseller. So the fact the first one did really well, I'm really taken back by the lovely comments that I've received, and thank you for those people, and thank you for anyone who buys it and reads it and enjoys it.
Cool, perfect. Well, that's been us for today. And like I said, we've got next episode coming up very, very soon, and we'll be talking about lots of different things around travel and inspiring travel then. So do subscribe, do follow us, and we look forward to you listening to our next episode very, very soon. So have a lovely rest of your day, have a lovely rest of your week. It's been an absolute pleasure as always, and I look forward to speaking to you all very, very soon. Cheers. Bye bye.
As the sun sets on another journey, we fold our maps, pack our memories, and get ready for the next adventure. Every voyage may come to an end, but the stories, they linger, resonating in our hearts. Remember, every destination is a doorway to a new experience, a new story. Keep exploring and keep dreaming. This has been Pure Vacations with your hosts, Wesley Baker and Dan Pratt. Until next time, let your heart wander and your feet will follow.